Dreamscape presents The Eton Affair by William Coles, narrated by Elliot Chapman. Book 1, Prelude 17, A-flat Major. I am not given to emotion, but even now, 25 years on, the sound of Bach's well-tempered clavier makes the hairs bristle at the nape of my neck. My stomach spasms, my heart jolts, and in an instant I am back there, back in a small music room with lime-green walls and a scuffed upright Steinway. The well-tempered clavier comprises 96 preludes and fugues that Johann Sebastian Bach wrote for the clavier, or piano as it is now called. I know each one. And once, when I was in my musical prime, I could play a number of them too. There is one prelude, however, that I only play on the glory days, on the anniversaries. And that is when I start to choke up. I used to be able to play this prelude from memory, note perfect, every finger knowing exactly where and when they had to be on the keyboard. But those were in the palmy days when I was prepared to devote 2 hours to practicing a single bar of music. Today, all I have left are the relics of my indifferent musical talent. I can only manage 5 bars before my fingers clunk onto the wrong notes. Everything ends in discord. Though if I were note perfect, it would make no difference. For even years back, I could never finish the prelude without crying. It's the prelude 17 in A-flat major. When I write it like that, it sounds so stark. But you should hear it. Hear all 90 seconds of it. Even first time round, right off the gun, you'd think it quite charming, delightful. Second time, it's even better. The purists might claim Bach wrote many better preludes, but their memory is everything, is it not? And when I hear this prelude, I dream of a woman who was, is, and will always remain the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. When I think of her, she is never static like in a photo, for as I remember her, she is always laughing, really laughing, mouth open, with the most perfect white teeth. First, I recall her mouth, and then her hair, a dark mane that cascaded over her shoulders in a glistening wave of silk, and her lips, always kissable red, erotic moist, and her flashing walnut eyes, and her fingers, long, sensual fingers with exquisite buffed nails tailor-made for the piano. I've had other loves since, extraordinary passions, though their stories are for another time. This
sample complete. Ready to continue?